Perversity of fate. Recognizing just how much irony figures in my story, I recently looked the word up in the dictionary. Irony, noun. Expression of meaning by use of words normally conveying opposite meaning. Apparent perversity of fate or circumstances. The definition floored me, particularly the second part in italics. Now I looked up the word perverse. Directed away from what is right or good, and realized that here was yet another rich irony. Despite appearances, this disease has unquestionably directed me toward what is right or good. I went back to the first definition, expression of meaning by use of words normally conveying opposite meaning, apparent perversity of fate or circumstances, and smiled. How ironic. Here's one more apparent perversity. If you were to rush into this room right now, and announced that you had struck a deal with God, Allah, Buddha, Christ, Krishna, Bill Gates, whomever, in which the 10 years since my diagnosis could be magically taken away, traded in for 10 more years as the person I was before, I would, without a moment's hesitation, tell you to take a hike. I am no longer the person I described at the beginning of this audiobook, and I am forever grateful for that. I would never want to go back to that life. A sheltered, narrow existence fueled by fear and made livable by insulation, isolation, and self-indulgence. It was a life lived in a bubble. But bubbles, being the most fragile constructions, are easily destroyed. All it takes is a little finger.